Kellogg's Pep.
The Super Delicious Cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, we shall learn whether Batman and Robin will be able to save the life of the Man of Steel. We'll take you to the scene on Mount George in a moment. But right now, here is your announcer with a friendly tip.
Say, gang, just in case Mom should ask, here's what to tell her about why you like Kellogg's Pep for breakfast. First of all, this super delicious whole wheat flake cereal tastes a doggone good. It's crisp as can be and loaded with sunny golden toasted flavor. Then Kellogg's Pep is good for you. Got extra amounts of two important vitamins you need. That's vitamin B1, an energy vitamin, and good old sunshine vitamin D. And, of course, you get a new comic button for your collection every time Mom opens a new package of Pep. Maybe it's Kale, that little whippersnapper who sleeps in dresser drawers, or Smokey Stover in his brilliant red fireman's cap. Maybe Superman himself. Now, if it's a duplicate, like one you already have, well, that's even more fun because then you can trade with your pals and still add a new comic strip character to your collection and wear it pinned to your jacket or your dress or cap. So how about asking Mom to get you some Kellogg's Pep tomorrow? That's the only way you can get these smart-looking buttons, you know. You don't send in any money, not even a box top, and you can't buy them anywhere. But there's a comic button for you in every package of P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
Overpowered by a solution of kryptonite, the deadly radioactive element which robs him of his great strength, Superman was taken to a secret laboratory on a mountain near Metropolis. There he was placed in a gigantic cyclotron, a huge atom-smashing machine. And Mr. Jones, the murderous leader of the Crescent and Star Gang, and a Japanese scientist, prepared to destroy him by bombarding him with the shattered atoms of the kryptonite. Batman and Robin arrived in time to overpower Jones's henchmen. But in the darkness, Jones managed to reach the control board of the cyclotron and start the deadly atomic bombardment. As we continue now, in the dark laboratory, Batman and Robin are working desperately with the dials and levers on the great control board in an effort to shut off the current. Mr. Jones, attempting to escape, has been knocked out by Batman. Listen.
Batman, how do you turn this thing off?
We've got to find the right dial or lever.
Sure, but which one? There are dozens of them, and it's pitch dark.
Well, try them all. No, wait, Robin.
Why?
You try the dials. They're in rows on the left side of the control board. I'll try the levers on the right. One of them must be the master control.
Okay.
Hurry, Robin. Something's exploding inside the machine. If we turn this thing off soon, it'll be the end of Superman.
How do you know?
Look at the ground glass window on the control board. It shows what's going on in the cyclotron. See the flashes of green lightning?
Oh, yes. And look at poor Superman lying there. Odd jeepers, they're getting louder.
Hurry, Robin. Hurry.
I've tried every one of these dials.
Look, try them again.
Can't we get the cyclotron door open?
It's not in the dark. We haven't time to look for a light switch.
Oh, look at the green lightning now. It's starting to hit Superman.
Oh, I'm afraid he's done for. Say, Robin, we must have found the master control. The lightning's fading out.
Oh, I hope it's not too late.
Don't touch the dials now. Don't touch anything. That does it. All quiet.
Oh, my knees are like water. Do you suppose we got it turned off in time to save Superman?
We'll find out once we get some light. Where's the switch?
At the end of the room, near the door. Got it?
Not yet. No, here it is. Yeah, that's better. Got to get that cyclotron door open. Let me at it, Robin.
Okay, turn the handle. That does it. Oh, golly. Superman looks...
Never mind. Take hold of his leg now and pull.
Right.
There we are. Now, let's see.
Is he alive?
I'm alive.
Here, Robin.
Hallelujah.
Get me away. Kryptonite. In cyclotron.
You bet. Lend a hand, Robin.
Right. He's a big boy, isn't he?
Okay, this is far enough. Feel better, Superman?
I'm pretty weak, but I'll be all right. Soon.
Sure you will.
Oh, 30 seconds more, though. Would have been all over. Much obliged, boys.
Forget it. You saved our hatch a couple of times.
Particularly in Mr. Jones's room zero.
Speaking of Mr. Jones, where is he?
Hey, that's what I want to know. You slapped him down right here, Batman.
Well, he must have come to and beat it when we were working on the control board.
And the Lapper got away, too.
Oh, wait. I see them.
You do?
Where?
Jones is running down the mountain through the woods. The Lapper and several of his men are driving along the main road in a car.
Oh, and we haven't got a car.
Don't worry. I'll collect our murderous friends.
You?
But you can't.
I'm all right now. You fellas stay here and guard that cyclotron. What's left of the kryptonite is in it. I'll be back soon with the police.
Right. Good luck, Superman.
Thanks. Through that door. Now, up and away! Now, let's see. Well, there's Mr. Jones. Thought he got away from me again, did he? Well, he's in for a little shock. Down and grab him. Down! Surprise, Mr. Jones!
What?
Hang on to your atomizer. We're going for a ride. Up and away!
Carrying the completely frightened leader of the Crescent and Star gang, Superman takes off after the car in which the Laffer and his crew are attempting to escape, swooping down on them like an avenging eagle. After delivering them all to the Metropolis Police Headquarters, he returns to the laboratory in Mount George with Inspector Henderson and a department scientist. He looks on as the balance of the kryptonite is destroyed in the cyclotron. The next morning, once more in his guise and garb of the mild-mannered reporter, Clark Kent, he enters Editor Perry White's office in the Daily Planet.
Good morning, Chief.
Huh? Oh, good morning, Kent. Good morning.
I like the story I got last night.
Story?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean about Superman, Batman, and Robin nailing Mr. Jones in the Laffer?
And the kryptonite. Jones swears both the stolen pieces were in the atomic pile in the cyclotron, so all of my, all of Superman's worries are over.
That's fine.
Say, incidentally, I just stopped at headquarters. Jones broke down and told Inspector Henderson where he'd hidden the records of the Crescent and Star gang. Henderson is turning handsprings of joy. Now he can finish mopping up one of the worst confidence rings in the country.
Good.
Oh, and the police rescued Jones's brother, you know, the nice little music teacher? Jones was planning to rub him out.
Nice story, Kent. Nice story.
Hey, now, look, I'm not asking for any bouquets, but considering that we did scoop the town on a terrific story, you might show a little more enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm?
Yes. You might at least say, nice story, as if you meant it. Or you might even give me a $5 raise. Well, come to think of it, I haven't had one for quite a while. A little raise is good for morale.
A raise, mm-hmm. yes, a raise.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with you, Chief?
There's nothing wrong with me. It's Lois.
Lois?
Yes, she's been acting very strangely the last few days. Hasn't been herself at all.
What do you mean?
Well, this morning, before I left my house to come to the office, she called me.
Yes?
She said she was resigning from the Daily Planet.
What?
That's right. Wouldn't give any reason, just said she was resigning.
Well,
when I tried to argue with her, she said it was no use, that she was through. Then she burst out crying and hung up. And when I called her back, there was no answer.
No answer? That's funny.
Puzzled, Clark Kent stares at his deeply worried editor. Lois resigning? What does this mean? We'll return in a moment for the really startling climax of today's episode. But first, here again is your announcer.
Say, gang, if you saw Lillums ice skating out on your neighborhood mill pond, or Smokey Stover riding the fire truck, or Orphan Annie's dog Sandy palling around with your pet, you'd be mighty surprised, wouldn't you? Well, of course, that can't actually happen, but you'd almost feel as if it could when you look over your collection of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Because your favorite comic strip characters look so doggone real and lifelike that, well, it seems they could almost speak. And these comic buttons are really bright with color. The brilliant red and blue and black pictures stand out like anything against the white enamel background. Look mighty smart when you wear them pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap for everybody to see. Believe me, gang, you won't want to miss out on a single one of these 18 different buttons. You'll want to collect them all. And you can, too. Easy as 1, 2, 3. You just ask Mom to get you some of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep, and look inside the package for your exclusive prize. Remember, you don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these comic buttons anywhere. But you'll find one in every package of P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In his office at the Daily Planet, Editor Perry White has just told Clark Kent that Lois Lane, star girl reporter, has resigned under mysterious circumstances.
Lois resigned from the planet? Why, that's impossible, Chief.
Yes, that's what I would have said. Lois, why, she's a part of this paper. She's like my own daughter.
Yes, I know. She didn't give any reason?
No, I asked her if it was a question of money, but she said that had nothing to do with it. She refused to discuss it. When I tried to question her, she burst out crying and hung up.
That's odd. You say she's been acting strangely?
Yes, for several days now, while you were away on the Jones story.
Uh-huh.
At times, she seemed to be in a trance. You talked to her, and she didn't hear you.
What?
Other times, she was nervous and irritable. Fly off the handle if you so much as asked her how she felt.
Well, that doesn't sound like Lois at all.
Oh, no, of course it doesn't. Her work has fallen off, too. You should see how she botched up a Sunday feature assignment. Well, you'd swear a cub reporter had written it.
Well, did you talk to her about it?
Why, of course I did. I talked to her like a Dutch uncle. I told her I knew something was bothering her. And she'd tell me what it was, I'd do everything I could to help her.
And what happened?
Well, she flew into a towering rage and told me to stop persecuting her.
Persecuting?
Those were her very words. She said I'd been persecuting her for years and it had to stop.
Well, I'll be done.
Kent, can you imagine that? Me persecuting her? Why, there's nothing I wouldn't do for Lois.
You know, it sounds to me as if she's in some sort of trouble. She...
Why, of course she is. But she won't tell me what it is.
Oh, here she is now. Well, morning, Lois.
Oh, good morning. Hello there, Lois. Oh.
You were talking about me, weren't you?
About you? Why,
You were? I could tell by the way you suddenly stopped when I came in.
Oh, now, just a minute,
you
Lois.
You stay out of this, Clark. You were talking about me, weren't you, Chief?
Why, as a matter of fact, I was telling Kent about your sudden resignation.
I knew it. You're always talking about me, trying to poison people against me.
What?
Ever since I came to work for you, you've been persecuting me, spying on me, nagging me, and then talking about me behind my back.
Lois.
You thought I didn't know, but I did.
Well, of all the... Now, look here,
Listen,
Lois.
Don't... Chief. Listen, Lois, I don't know what's come over you, but...
I've come to my senses, that's all. And I told you to stay out of this, Clark.
I'm sorry.
This is between Perry White and me, and I'm going to settle it once and for all. Nobody. Nobody can ruin my life. Drive me out of my mind.
Ruin your life? Wait, well, you're crazy.
There. You see? You said it. That's what you've been telling everyone. That I'm crazy.
What?
Well, I'm not. And you're not going to make me crazy.
Lois, control yourself. You don't know what you're saying.
Oh, yes, I do. My eyes were closed for a long time. But they're open now.
Oh, now, look.
I know how to take care of myself. And I'll show you that I do. With this.
Lois! Put that gun down, Lois!
Not until I fired a bullet into that ugly, scheming brain of yours. Goodbye, Mr. White. Goodbye.
Shocked with horror, Perry White and Clark Kent stand frozen in their tracks as the wild-eyed girl reporter levels a pistol at the gray-haired editor and tightens her finger on the trigger. What has happened to Lois? And what will happen to Perry White? Well, fellows and girls, we're starting a brand new and exciting Superman mystery adventure tomorrow. It's different, packed with thrills and chills, and you won't want to miss a single chapter of it. So, tune in tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, and follow The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look! Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say there, gang, have you heard? Kellogg's Variety is back. That's the grand 10-package assortment of six famous Kellogg cereals that makes breakfast so much fun. Why, it's like eating in a restaurant where you can choose from a whole list of your favorite cereals, each one in your own private package. And Mom's sure to be glad Kellogg's Variety is back. Show her how you can eat right out of the swell new Kell Bowl Pack. She'll like not having to wash dishes. So ask her to hurry and get Kellogg's Variety right away. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.